Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me again for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips. It really does feel so good to be back talking to you all, and I am so grateful to every one of you who listened to the first episode of Season 2. Your support is incredible, and it means the world to me. On this week's episode, the focus is on the fitness mindset you need to help you successfully achieve your goals, whatever they might be. And the extra special treat is that the tips I share today are transferable to every other area of your life. So let's get to it, shall we? A friend once asked me what my unique selling point was. In essence, what is the one thing that makes me different to any other fitness enthusiast out there? And I said, it's my mind, my mindset. I'm not here trying to sell you the best exercise program to lose fat or the best diet plan, because firstly, the truth is that doesn't exist. Yep, that's right. For any exercise program or diet plan to work successfully, it has to start first in your thoughts and attitudes towards food and fitness. The great Mahatma Gandhi said, "If I believe I cannot do something, it makes me incapable of doing it. But when I believe I can, then I acquire the ability to do it, even if I didn't have it in the beginning." Let's just pause for a moment and think about that. Okay, press play. In my head, you either just pause the podcast or rewound the last 15 seconds. I came across that saying whilst reading during my podcast break, and that had a huge impact on me in an instant and helped me snap out of a moment of self-doubt. It was so powerful, it actually partly inspired this episode of the podcast. Someone needs to hear that today, just like I needed it. In essence, what Gandhi was saying is we often become what we believe. We sometimes spend time telling ourselves we cannot do something, then that becomes our reality. You believe you cannot do something, then you won't. You believe you're not strong enough to lift weights, or not fast enough to run, or flexible enough to do yoga, or fitness is not for you, then it won't be for you. Then you won't get stronger, faster, or flexible. Swap that "I cannot" to "I can." Swap that "I am not strong enough" to "I am strong." Alter that mindset and the rest will follow. Okay, great. We are on the same page. You get it. You need to think positively and stop doubting yourself. But anyone can share an epic quote from a great political ethicist like Gandhi, but it's of no value if it doesn't inspire change. So how do we put this in practice? How do you change the "I cannot" to "I can"? Let us use an example to demonstrate changing that mindset. Choose your least favorite exercise. For me, at the start of my consistent fitness journey over a year ago, that exercise was burpees. I hated it with a passion, and anytime it came up in a HIIT workout, which it so often did because my trainer loved to throw in a burpee in a HIIT, I would roll my eyes or say some not so lovely words. A standard burpee was bad enough, but sometimes we would have to even do a more challenging version or variation, like a chest to floor burpee or burpee with weights. How annoying. Whilst I hated the burpee, what I hated more is feeling defeated by this full body exercise, which reminded me of how unfit I was. But guess what? I wasn't going to get fitter by choosing not to do it every time it came up, or saying I'll do star jumps instead. That's comfort zone fumes. I'm not going to get fitter, and I'm not going to get better if I keep ignoring it. I wanted to get better, and I wanted to get fitter. It became a little goal I set myself. If the round required me to do as many burpees as possible in 30 seconds, I'll say to myself, okay, yesterday you could only do four. At bare minimum, we need to be able to do four burpees and aim for maybe one more. I changed the I cannot do that exercise to I will not be defeated by this exercise and I will get better at it. I will take it one 30-second round at a time, one workout at a time, one HIIT session at a time. I will not skip that exercise. Yes, some days I won't feel like it. Other days I might be up for pushing myself a little bit more, but I won't give up. Giving up is not an option. I once told a friend that when I get ready to train, exercise mat and my dumbbells laid out, my mindset is I'm going to war. For me, it's a mental battle to overcome that I cannot to I can. And at the end of every session, the rush of endorphins and sense of achievement for showing up, doing my best and not quitting is a victory and a confidence that no one else can give you. I want the same for you all. I want you to start believing you can achieve your fitness goals, whatever they might be. Lose weight, gain weight, build muscle, maintain your physique. You can do it. The best thing about this self-belief mindset is that it's applicable to every area of your life. Whatever it might be that you believe you cannot do, start by telling yourself you can do it. Did it work? Keep telling yourself till you start believing it. Then set a goal. Start working towards it, commending yourself for all the little wins you make, and reaffirm that you are capable. Before you know it, you will prove to yourself that you can do anything and you will overcome. Whoa, that was a little intense, wasn't it? I feel like a motivational speaker. A line from another great book which I read, the Bible, says, "Faith without works is dead." Believing you can and doing nothing about it is futile. So let's put some of today's positive affirmations into practice, shall we? As I introduce the super fun, entertaining, and active part of the show, you know what time it is? It's exercise of the week! Woohoo! In this segment, I pick an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this exercise at least twice before our next episode. Without further ado, the exercise of the week for this week's episode is, drumroll! Burpee. I spoke about the dreaded burpee so much this episode, of course we're doing a burpee this week. I have now grown to love the burpee and I actually enjoy it as a great full body exercise that requires no equipment, just you and your body weight. For anyone unfamiliar with the burpee, a burpee is a combination of a squat thrust and a squat jump and sometimes a push-up. There are multiple ways to do a burpee. The fitness pros include a push-up and others just leave it at the plank. Regardless of how you do the exercise, the burpee turns your body into the best exercise equipment because it literally trains every single muscle in your body, including your shoulders, chest, abs, quads, inner thighs, butt and triceps. It also gets the heart rate up and a great calorie burner. Here are your instructions. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart, putting your weight in your heels and your arms at your sides. Push your hips back, bend your knees and lower your body into a squat. Place your hands on the floor directly in front of you, shifting your weight onto your hands. For my beginner level friends, step back into a plank position by extending one leg out after the other. For everyone else, jump your feet back softly to land on the balls of your feet in a plank position. Your body should form a straight line from your head to your heels. Be careful not to let your back sag or your butt stick up in the air, as both can prevent you from effectively working your core. For my more advanced friends, at this point you can lower into your push-up or lower your body all the way onto the floor, keeping your core engaged. Push up to lift your body off the floor and return back to the plank position. Now jump your feet back beginners step your feet back so that they land just outside your hands. Reach your arms over your head and explosively jump into the air. For my beginner friends, you can skip the jump. Land and immediately lower back into a squat for your next burpee rep. Voila! You have just completed the Marmite of exercises. You either love or hate a burpee. Continue this for 30 seconds, then take a 10-second rest. Then repeat for another round if you're up for it. I would like you to do a burpee set of 2 rounds at least 3 times before our next episode. Set yourself a little challenge. See how well you improve over the coming weeks. Don't worry about how many you can do at first. Work on your form and then take it from there. I promise you won't regret it. Thank you all so much for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. I appreciate all my amazing FUMS Fitness friends wherever you're listening worldwide. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment and share this with your friends and families via word of mouth and on your social media platforms. Tell everyone about FUMS Fitness Tips. It's always great to hear feedback on how you found today's episode, and you can do this by leaving me a voice message on the podcast. I know! How cool is that, right? Don't be shy. Leave me a message. Tell me where you're listening from. Tell me if you've done the exercise of the week. I want to know. The link to leave a voice message is in the podcast description box wherever you listen to FUMS Fitness Tips. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review. You could also comment on my Instagram fitness page at FUMS Fitness and tag me in your stories. That really helps get more people to see and learn more about the podcast. Thank you in advance for doing this. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com. See you in 2 weeks for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips Podcast. Bye.